You'll be saved tonight.
Amen.
It is if you're saved.
Amen.
Psalm, we read it from the kind of reading in the book of Luke.
Bless you, good.
Book of Luke, 4:7.
Bless you, good.
A little bit of scripture here in the book of Luke, 4:7. Book of Luke, 4:25. And there went a great multitude to him, and he turned and said unto them, If any man come to me and hate not his father, and mother, and wife, and children, and brethren, and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come up after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first, and counteth the cost, whether he hath sufficient to finish it, least happily after he hath laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build, and was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 men to meet him that cometh with 20,000. Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an emissary and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land nor yet for the dunghill, but men cast it out. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Bless you, Lord God.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question tonight. Have you found in the cross? It's a little hot here tonight. I wonder tonight if we counted the cost.
Oh, brother. Bless my brother tonight.
Folks, I want to share a story with you tonight about some folks that counted the cost.
Come on, brother.
You don't have to go there, but stand at the point two.
Bless you, Lord.
I ain't going to do a whole lot of reading, maybe here and there, because it's important.
Bless you.
But the book of Daniel, the 3rd chapter, there's a story. There's an event that happened back in the day before Christ ever come into the world, before he was ever born of the virgin birth. There's a story that blesses my heart. There's an event that took place, and there's some folks here that I would like to share with you. Now, many of you, you've heard this before. But you know what? There may be some here tonight that's never heard this before. So I feel it's important to explain a little bit about what's going on here. In the 3rd chapter of Daniel, they were king. His name is Nebuchadnezzar. He was king of Babylon. This king made a golden image. He had a golden image made, and it says that he set it up in the plain of Judah in the province of Babylon. It says that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, said he gathered together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurer, counselors, and the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province to come to the dedication of the image which he had set up. Now, when he brought all these people together, there was a herald cried loud and said, You it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image of Nebuchadnezzar, the king has set up. Now understand, this king set up this golden image. And a commandment he created, a decree into the land, all people, all nations, that when you hear these instruments, and all this music, ye are to fall down, and wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, you're to fall down and worship this image that I have built up and set before thee. Now, I want you to know something tonight. There was a couple of people called Chaldeans. They came up to the king, and they asked the king, said, "Oh, king, said, did thou not make a decree unto all of the nations, to all the land, that hey, at the time, hey, that we hear the all these instruments and all these musics, that we fall down and worship the golden image which ye have set forth. And if we do not fall down and worship it, is it not a law that we be taken and cast into a fiery furnace? For that was the commandment, that you would worship it, and anyone who was found not worshiping this golden image, I would be cast into a fiery furnace." And the king said, "Yes, it is true. I'm going to try to shorten the story for you a little bit and not do a lot of reading." He said, "It's true. And these Chaldeans, hey, they had come to accuse some Jews of not worshiping three Hebrew children, as a matter of fact, out of the names of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." All right. He comes forth to the king and said, "Well, king, these men are not doing. You set them over the affairs of the province of Babylon, and these men are not worshiping your image and following your command." Well, the king became very furious, and he immediately commanded that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought before him.
Yeah.
Once they came before him, he asked them, he spake unto them, he said, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up?" But he didn't give them a chance to answer. He just went right on, and he said, Now if ye be ready, at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, and all those instruments and music, if you'll be ready and fall down and worship when this happens, this golden image, then the Bible says, well, and we'll forget, and forget this fault, and we'll forget this lack of obeying my commandment, we'll let it go, we'll wipe the slate clean, and we'll start all over. But this is what you must do. And, you know, so, and then, of course, he went on to tell them that if you do not do it, though, you shall be cast into the burning fiery furnace in the same hour. And he asked him a question, said, "And who is this God that shall deliver you?" Now, I want you to know something tonight. I think it's interesting that this king, now, he had set this decree in place, and he had told them that what he was going to do if they were found not to follow his rules, they were going to be cast into a fire. But yet, when he confronted them about it, he didn't even let them answer for themselves. He just went ahead, and this is the way the devil works sometimes. You know, he's sly about things. Hey, I mean, no devil know what these men stood for. He know that they feared God. He know that they served the living God. And, you know, so what he tried to do was he tried to pull a fast one. Don't let them answer for themselves. Just go ahead and let the king work on them. Make them kind of play with their mind and say, "Look, hey, I'm going to give you a way out here. All you got to do is just bow down and worship this image, right?" So, you know, and that's how it is, you know. You make them think, you know, for a second. Rethink maybe what they're doing, you know. Yeah, we don't really want to go into that fiery furnace. He's giving us a second chance, you know. Maybe we need to reconsider what we're doing here. But multiple things, something, that's not what happened. The little king told them and asked them what God it was that shall deliver him out of his hands. The Bible says that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said they answered to the king. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. I wasn't there to witness this, but I know. I know in my heart how these men. Hey, as soon as the king asked them about what God was that was going to deliver him from his hands, hey, them boys right there, Brother Patrick, they didn't hesitate a moment, they said, "Oh, king, hey, we're not careful to answer thee on this matter." Hey, they didn't wait a second time. Hey, they didn't say, "Hey, give us a minute to talk about it, oh, king." Hey, they said, "Matter of fact, right now, hey, we got an answer for you." They said, "My God is able. My God is able. and there's a chance that they couldn't be delivered. They were being thrown into that. They knew that God was able. But they knew that no matter what, even if they went going to the fire, they were going to deliver them. They weren't going to give up.
Even hotter than he was before.
I'm sure when he looked into that fire, all he was wanting to see, hey, three of boys in there and bouncing around and screaming. I'd say he was wanting to see that.
Yeah.
But instead, hey, when he looked inside, hey, there was something wrong. He stood up, I'd say he couldn't believe his eyes. And the Bible says that he turned and asked his counselor, and he said, how did we not take those three men? They bound into the fire. And they said, true old king. He said, I see four men living. And the fourth is the form of the Son of God.
Yeah.
And that's the God I serve in that form.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. Hey, Jesus hadn't even come yet. He hadn't even been born in that virgin birth. Hey, but he went in the fire with them.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what, man, isn't that just a... Could you imagine, man? Hey, let me tell you something tonight. Hey, when after he seen this, you know, old King came up to the mouth. Man, I can imagine. I tell you, he went plumb white.
Yeah.
I'd go plumb white. I said something like that.
Yeah.
Boy, I done messed up. I thought the wrong boys in the first.
Yeah.
He walked up there. Let me tell you what. He says he came to the mouth and he hollered in there to him. He said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, hey, ye servants of the Most High God. Come hither.
Yeah.
Come hither. I want you to know the boys come forth.
Yeah.
They come forth out of the fire.
Amen.
Hey, and all that were there, all the counselors, all the governors, all the kings, all the rulers, everybody was there to witness this. Hey, they seen them three boys walk out of that furnace. In which fire had no power upon their eyes. Why was there not a single hair on their head was singed? Hey, their coats had not been changed. Hey, I want to tell you something. Hey, even the smoke of the furnace had passed by them. Hey, they didn't smell the smoke on them. Hey, friend, I want to tell you something. I guarantee you, if I could have been there, hey, laid my hand on my horse before they went in the furnace, hey, I guarantee you, when they come out, hey, they felt just like they did before they went in.
Yeah.
Had no power on them. Hey, because they weren't alone. Hey, them boys too that suffered in that fiery furnace. And I believe they were prepared to suffer.
Yeah.
I mean, I can imagine the tears were streaming down their eyes.
Yeah.
Hey, but they never backed up.
Yeah.
Hey, they never backed up on God. God can do to them.
Yeah.
They were serving the living, mighty God.
And
I tell what Nebuchadnezzar said. He said, bless the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him. Start trusting God.
I'll
tell you what, until you let him in your heart and you start living for him.
Yeah.
How can you trust something you don't have?
Tonight,
I want to share something with you real quick, and I want you to think about this. I have to believe that God gave me this message because somebody here doesn't have Jesus living in their heart. Hey, my brother. Hey, my brother in Christ last night. Hey, with the power of God stood. Hey, and delivered. Hey, you a message last night.
Yeah.
It painted you a very vivid picture. Hey, about death. And how death is no respected person. Hey, death is going to come to each and every one of us.
Hey,
look, the day is coming for the parents. He preached all about it last night.
Yeah.
I tell you what, friend, the word went out last night. Hey, if you was able to go home and sleep last night, I could not have. Hey, if I'd been lost and undone, I'd had nightmares all night. Hey, let me tell you something, friends. I'm preaching tonight to those that are here lost without God. Hey, let me tell you something tonight. Hey, tonight, if you're here lost, hey, you're right now bound hand and foot. You're bound hand and foot tonight. Listen to me. Hey, and you're just like these boys were bound. Hey, and you're standing outside a fiery furnace tonight. And you don't see it, you don't realize it. You're in bondage to this thing called sin.
Yeah.
You've been here. Hey, you were born into the world, into it.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something. There's only one that can deliver you from that. You were bound hand and foot, just like them boys were. And you're standing right in front of the fire furnace tonight.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, friend. Hey, you're going in the furnace. You're going in the furnace.
Yeah.
We're all going in the furnace because the death will come to each and every one of us. Let me tell you something. The difference between you, the lost, and them boys that were there, the difference between between you and them, hey, as they had one that went to fire with you. There won't be nobody going in that fire with you. You will be alone. It'll be you and the flames. There won't be nobody there. Hey, to push you from the things that are binding you. There won't be no coming back out.
Amen.
There won't be no coming back out.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Jesus.
God was with them boys.
Because
they trusted in Him.
Yeah.
They served Him.
Amen.
They wasn't willing to bow down to the world.
Right.
He was with them. He went with them into the fire. He wasn't in there waiting on them. He went with them into the fire.
Amen.
He protected them.
Amen.
And He delivered them.
Amen.
He delivered them.
Amen.
Friend, listen tonight. You're standing there. You're standing there bound tonight. Bound to sin. Jesus can deliver you.
Amen.
God is dealing with your heart. Folks, hell is real. Hell is real. Let me tell you something. I'd rather be cast into a fire.
Amen.
Than spend 1 second here.
Amen.
Because I'm going to tell you something, friend. I'm not coming back. You will burn for an eternity.
Amen.
It's a fire that will never be quenched.
Amen.
There will be no rest day or night.
Amen.
And you'll be tormented for eternity.
Amen.
That's unending.
Yeah.
Forever.
Amen.
It don't have to be that way. It don't have to be that way. There is a son. There is a son that left his home in heaven and come down here to give his life for you and me. He went to the old rugged cross and hung, shed his blood so that we could get forgiveness of our sins. You say, preacher, I don't know exactly how it is that I'm supposed to go out there. I don't have Jesus in my heart, and I surely don't want to go to that hell you're talking about. I don't want to be cast in no fire and be alone. Let me tell you something tonight. All you got to do is get up and walk through a door that God has opened for you tonight. He opened the door for you tonight. That's why you're here tonight. He opened a door for you, and nobody can shut that door except you. Only you can reject Jesus Christ tonight. Only you can reject Him tonight. I'm going to tell you something. You shut that door, it may never open again. Huh? And then there you are. There you are waiting for death to come upon you and cast you into that fire. Into that fire that you'll never escape.
Yeah.
Folks, it's real. It's serious business tonight.
Amen.
God didn't lay the message He laid on Him last night. He had already given me this message last night. We were lined up and there was a reason for it.
Amen.
It's hell. The real. And the waiting for you. Tonight, if you need Jesus, let me tell you something. All it takes is you getting up and walking through that door, taking a little old stroll down here to this altar. Hey, we've all been there. If Jesus lives in our heart and we live and serve the living God tonight, we've all been to that altar. Hey, we've all cried out to Jesus. We've all been there. We've all been there. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say or what I'm supposed to do. Listen to me. Go out to Jesus. Jesus, I believe that Thou art the living Son of God. I believe that You died and rose again for me. For my sins, so that I can repent and ask for forgiveness. And I believe You're alive and well on the right hand of the Father. However you want to say it. And then confess to Jesus, not to me, not to the pastor, confess to Him. I am a sinner. I am a sinner and I don't want to go to hell. Come into my heart and save my soul. Forgive me. Forgive me. For all my sins.
Amen.
He promises that if you ask forgiveness, everything will be cast as far as east and west. You'll never think on it again.
Amen.
You have a promise tonight.
Thank
you have a promise tonight.
Amen, brother.
And you know what to do? While you're down here, you don't get up until you know in here.
Amen.
Jesus saved your soul.
Amen.
When you know in here, because it all comes from in here.
Amen.
And He saved your soul. You thank Him for it. Thank Him for saving me right now.
Amen.
And then you get up and you shout glory to God. And
Amen.
You testify what God just done for you.
Amen.
That's all it takes.
Amen.
That's all it takes for you to escape hell tonight. Have you counted the cost? Let me ask you a question tonight. Let me tell you something. Hey, don't bother counting the cost tonight. Hey, it was counted for you tonight. Hey, you have been made accountable. You know. You know where you stand and you know whether Jesus lives in your heart.
Amen.
You know when you lay down your head, whether you're going to hell or whether you're going to heaven.
Amen.
It's your choice. It's your choice. The Lord's been preached here all the week. I tell you what, it's been preached here all the week. My brother, that's his heart. I tell you, folks, I couldn't step through it last night. I tell you what, but I'm going to tell you, this week, I'm going to share something with you. I just made this today. Praise God. I'm proud to carry it with me. Hey, I'll tell you what, them boys counted the cost. Hey, friend, I one day counted the cost.
Yeah.
Hey, they didn't say this to the king. They didn't say this, but I know this is what they meant. They said, "Oh, king, I'm not for sale.
Amen.
I counted the cost, and I'm not for sale.
Amen.
I'm not selling out today. This world is right now.
Yeah.
He wants to be your Savior tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm a child of the King in a heavy man tonight.
Amen.
I've read it every night I've stood because it's been on my heart all week and all in the night with it.
What's your heart?
Isaiah 55, seek ye the Lord. While he may be found.
While he is near.
Let the man forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and heal him our tongue, for he will abundantly
prosper.
You can have forgiveness tonight. You can be free from that bondage of sin tonight.
Amen.
You won't be going to any fire alone.
Amen.
You will escape that fire just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Right.
Have you counted the cost tonight? I pray you have. I'd ask you to stand there on the side of the car. If you would, come forward.